You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the sovereign of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. You know that there are some scriptures that if you don't really ask some questions, you may not be able to see the treasure hidden in them. When you read the Bible, question what you are reading. Look at what the scripture says here. It says, by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. The question then is this. If Jesus had tasted death for everyone, why are we still dying? We should be able to ask that question. Because the Bible says he tasted death for everyone. And I realize that if you don't know what somebody has done for you, there is a limit to how you can appreciate that person. You may actually not appreciate someone because you don't know what the person has done. Or you don't understand what the person had done on your behalf. That is how I see these scriptures. The Bible says that he tasted death for everyone. Do you know what God is showing us here? Did you know that for every one of us who are in Christ Jesus, did you know we will never die? Did you know we will never taste death again? Jesus has tasted death. What kind of death? Jesus has tasted the death that comes from sin. The wages of sin is death. That death, you and I, we will never know it. We will never die it, that death, because Jesus has tasted it for all of us. So what is happening now is that we all sleep. That's why the Bible in, I think, 1 Thessalonians describe our death asleep. We are just sleeping. We are not going to experience death because Jesus has experienced that death for you. That's why I said you won't appreciate someone when you don't know what they have done. Have you ever thanked him and said, Lord Jesus, thank you for delivering me from death? Do you know that we have been delivered from death? I know when you talk about deliverance from death, what you are talking about is this physical body. Deliverance for this physical body from dying or from going into a state of unconsciousness or sleep. But I tell you, true death is separation from God, which comes by sin, which comes through sin. And Jesus has tasted that death for every one of us. That's why he took upon the flesh. That's why he was made a little lower than the angels, so that he can die for our own sin. When they say Jesus died for your sin, sometimes the way you look at it is that, okay, so God can forgive me all my sins. No, it's beyond that. The death that you deserve for sin and for being sinful, Jesus went to die that death. So it was you that was sentenced to death, but it was Jesus that presented himself and said, hey, release him. I will die that death for him. And so you are not dying. It is Jesus who died. That is exactly what happened. Jesus substituted himself, made himself available for the death that you deserve, for the death that he didn't deserve. He did nothing wrong. There was nothing sinful in Christ, but he chose to die for you. And so he tasted that death for you. And that is why I tell you the truth. If you are in Christ Jesus, you will never die. But did you know that for everybody who did not believe in Jesus, who has not accepted Jesus Christ, they will still die that death. They will experience eternal separation from God. But you and I, we can no longer die. We will only sleep. If Jesus tarries, we will sleep. But when Jesus returns, we will rise. We will rise unto eternal glory in the name of Jesus. Just spend some time to thank him for what he did for you on the cross of Calvary. That was you. That was what you deserved. What you see Jesus doing on that cross that day It was you who deserved everything that Jesus went through. But he took your place and died for you. At least the least you can do is to say, thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and thank him and worship him. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.